Well, other figures show that Australian companies are facing a combined debt bill of around $100 billion. Many companies took advantage of cheap debt before the global financial crisis. They're now facing the challenge of refinancing it, and given the recent turmoil on global financial markets, it's unlikely that all of them will survive that challenge, as David Taylor reports.
Debt finance was relatively easy to come by before the global financial crisis hit in 2008. Since then, it has become more and more challenging, and some Australian companies are feeling the squeeze.
Well, we look at every single listed company, and it's true that there are some companies that are struggling, and as a result, their share prices have fallen by a lot more than others.
Fund manager Roger Montgomery.
Particularly the companies that have a high operating leverage, and so that is, for example, in the construction sector and in mining services and contract engineering, those sorts of businesses with any leverage, they'll do well in good times, but when their contracts dry up or they don't win new contracts, then what we find is their cash flow erodes very quickly because of that debt.
They're the companies that investors looking for long-term growth and consistent earnings are distancing themselves from.
There are some companies that are highly geared. Those tend to be companies that we avoid like the plague.
It's not as if the banks aren't keen to lend. In fact, the recent earnings reports by some of Australia's largest banks indicated that credit growth was an area of the business they would like to see improve. According to Roger Montgomery, it's more likely the banks are now just more careful about who they lend to.
I think there's some mixed messages in the marketplace at the moment. The banks are saying banks are asking people to borrow money. Perhaps they're being selective about who they lend to.
The uncomfortable truth about finance is that the less able you are to repay your debt, the more difficult lenders are going to make it for you. The only viable option is to hope that your business can generate more cash or revenue.
The only option for you is to either get that debt down, or two, make the interest rates cheaper. If it's difficult to refinance, you don't have the second option. So then it's just a matter of doing the absolute best that you can in terms of gaining exposure for your business and increasing revenue or turnover. Either way, you're going to have to generate more cash to pay down that debt. And it's the same problem that's faced by the United States right now.
After the credit crunch that preceded the global financial crisis, companies chose to raise equity capital. That is, they issued shares. It was a way of funding their operations without having to issue more debt. Given the lack of liquidity in the share market now, though, that option is fast becoming another headache for company boards. Lazard director David Wills.
Certainly boards should be considering other forms of capital raising, including forms of hybrid debt, and assessing the full range of options and determining which one is the best for them.
David Wills says those who can't raise cash have to come up with alternatives.
You know, banks are in the enviable position of being able to select the companies they lend to and the quantum of debt they lend. So I think it does lend itself to a survival of the fittest approach, where you know the better companies are more able to raise debt, and the ones that have too much leverage or in less certain operating environments have to think about alternate means of raising capital.
That's Lazard director David Wills ending David Taylor's report.